Hi, this is Joe Benson. You're listening to Jimi Hendrix, First Rays of the New Rising Sun. One of the highlights of Jimi's appearance at Woodstock was his blistering performance of Isabella. Jimi liked the song enough to record it twice. He released his first version with a band of gypsies on Reprise in January of 1970. However, Band of Gypsies was signed to Capitol Records, who immediately sued, and the single was withdrawn from the market. Jimi went back into the studio later that year and recorded the track with The Experience. First Rays of the New Rising Sun is a beautiful record. The LP weaves great rock tracks with multi-layered ballads and blues numbers. The song My Friend was recorded in 1968 during the Electric Ladyland sessions, but Jimi felt its Dylan-esque lyrics and live bar band feeling was better suited for a later release. With introspective tunes like My Friend, Jimi believed his fans appreciated his diversity.
I'm so glad that people look at our music a little more than just a little more than just a fad.
Y'all pass me that bottle, and I'll sing y'all a real song.
My stomach squealed just a little more. A stagecoach full of feathers and footprints pulls up to my soapbox door. Now a lady with a pearl-handled necktie tied to the driver's fence breathes in my face, bourbon and coke possess words. Haven't I seen you somewhere in hell? Or was it just an accident? You know how I felt, man. So, before I could ask, was it the east or west side? My feet, they howled in pain. The wheels of a bandwagon cut very deep, but not as deep in my mind as the rain. And as they pulled away, I could see her words stagger and fall on my muddy tent. Well, I picked them up, brushed them off to see what they said, and you wouldn't believe. along a bottle and a preservative. And sometimes it's not so easy, especially when your only friend talks, sees, looks, and feels like you, and you do just the same as him. It gets very lonely out in this road. Built for fools. And I seen one of my old buddies. He say, "You don't look the way you used to do." I say, "Well, some people look like a coin box." He say, "Look like you ain't got no coins to spare." And I lay back and I thought to myself, and I said this: I just picked up my pride from underneath the payphone and combed his breath right out of my hair. And sometimes it's not so easy, especially when your only friend talks, sees, looks, and feels like you, and you do just the same as him. I just got out of a Scandinavian jail, and I'm on my way straight home to you. But I feel so dizzy, I take a quick look in the mirror to make sure my friend's here with me too. And you know good and well I don't drink coffee, so you feel my cup full of sand and the frozen tea leaves on the bottom, cherry lipstick around the broken edge, and my coat that you let your dog lay by the firearm, and your cat, he attacks me from his pillbox lair. And I thought you were my friend too. My shadow comes in line before you. I'm finding out that it's not so easy, especially when your only friend talks, looks, sees, and feels like you, and you do the same just like him.
Electric Lady Studios opened in June 1970. With the new facility, Jimmy's sessions became very focused. Previously, when Hendrix was recording, dozens of people could be found hanging all over. But now, a new work ethic was in place. Hanger-oners were not tolerated. Producer Eddie Kramer says this was an incredibly creative period for Jimmy.
He was growing so rapidly as an artist. He wanted to use strings and horns and various other things. And I think he felt that if he did that, he would be construed as being selling out to whatever, whether it be jazz or popular music or whatever it was.
Yeah.
When we return, we'll hear a song that found its inspiration in a film starring Jack Nicholson. Plus, cartoons played an important part in a Hendrix composition. This program is based on the new MCA Records release of Jimi Hendrix's First Rays of the New Rising Sun, available from MCA Records in stores everywhere.